local news for Brussels and beyond, keeping you up to date in the heart of Europe. This is Radio X.
With the latest news for Belgium for Thursday, March the 19th, I'm Paul McNally. Breast cancer diagnosis is to become a less stressful process with a new discovery from Belgian researchers. A new advanced study conducted by the Jules Bordet Institute found that cancerous cells in the DNA can be detected by a simple blood test, as opposed to patients going through a biopsy. Additional research is needed, but the signs are promising, with predictions suggesting that the technology could come into use within the next 5 years. It's been estimated that by 2060, Brussels will host 315,000 more residents. That's an increase of almost 30%. The predicted future population increase equates to three towns the size of Skarbek being dropped into the Brussels region. The biggest worries are aspects such as school places, which are already a problem. Since the mid-90s, the population has boomed with an extra 215,000 inhabitants. And Brussels Airlines has unveiled a Tintin-themed airplane design. The plane on show was dressed in Tintin characters and colours. The interior is much of the same, with Tintin-style graphics featured all over. The plane made its first flight on Monday to Toulouse. In international news, Tunisia's president has vowed to fight terrorism following a gun attack on the Bardo Museum in the capital Tunis that killed 19 people. 17 tourists were killed in the attack, including visitors from Japan, Italy, Colombia, Australia, France, Poland and Spain. Two Tunisians, one a police officer, were also killed in Wednesday's attack. Security forces have killed two gunmen, but they're continuing the search for accomplices. And the US Defense Department has confirmed that it's killed an Al-Shabaab leader, Adan Garar. The Pentagon says the militant was hit by a drone equipped with Hellfire missiles in southern Somalia last Friday. Garar was a suspect in the 2013 Westgate Mall attack in Nairobi that killed 67 people. Brussels weather, partly cloudy today, highs of 10 degrees Celsius.
Radio X.